Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Reynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is called out on strikes. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon takes first base on ball four. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Spurgeon moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robertson moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball four. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Myatt moves to second. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynaud bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dixon. Myatt scores. Stevenson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is hit by the pitch. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dixon to Gerber covering second. The throw back to home, and Stevenson is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is hit by the pitch. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Dixon moves to second. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Node scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Note is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0 for 0 in the game. Note hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Uhel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Node scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Note hits a line drive into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dixon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Uhel moves to second. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker is walked intentionally. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Note scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Van Gilder for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Note takes first base on ball 4. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Note. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Note steals second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Note, and towards Fuchter, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler scores. McManus moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dixon is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.